This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Radio you control, 603-283-6160, also known as the Magnet Separation Show. I just look over here at the table, these magnets that Joe was playing with last night are just all sorts of combined together, and it's driving me crazy now that I've noticed it. So I'm going to be sitting here while talking, separating all of this and trying to put some sort of order to the madness that it became last night. Thanks so much for that, Joa. No, you're obviously welcome to do that. I mean, it gives me something to do as I sit here talking on the show.
I made a little fidget spinner basically out of them. I didn't notice how much I fidget until I went on this show and all the trolls started saying, like, that girl won't stop moving. So I was just like, I don't know.
Well, it's good to have something to do to keep your body occupied while your brain is occupied doing something else. And that's why these magnets are so cool, because it doesn't really require any thought process to adjust them or tinker with them or fidget with them or whatever. But it's something to do while you're sitting here otherwise just talking. So this is Free Talk Live. How many of the people affected by the Crypto Six are hosts of the show? Three?
Yes.
Half of the Crypto Six are show hosts. I don't know why that was relevant. I just suddenly came to my mind and I was curious about it. But anyway, let's go to the phone. We've got David calling from here in Keene, actually. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I was just going to ask a question or two if I can.
You can ask. I may not be able to answer.
It was reported that there was like a lot of guns in Ian's house, and I'm not. But my point is, they used excessive on that house. I mean, over the top, crazy force, smashing all that. You guys know. Were they aware of the gun there or not?
Yes.
Does anybody know?
Yeah, the FBI agents told me that that was why they used excessive force. But thank you so much for calling and saying that, because I really appreciate when people in the community, speak out against the force that was used on the house, because it was so unnecessary. All my neighbors are, you know, always telling me, like, oh, that's so messed up. I'm so sorry what they did to your house. Like, that's so messed up. I'm really happy to see that most people agree with that. Yeah, there are guns in a house. That doesn't give you the right to destroy the house to enter.
It wasn't just the level of force that was totally excessive, though. It was the fact that they did a raid at all over what they are alleging are white-collar crimes. The crimes of, quote, running an unlicensed business.
Right.
You don't raid people over that.
It's crazy, too, because, like, the guns were not Ian's guns. They literally left the guns because they weren't Ian's guns. They were in another apartment, basically, that with a deadbolt locked door. Ian didn't even have access to these guns, and they also have raided before. They raided 5 years ago, and they didn't use excessive force. They literally just knocked on the door.
Right.
People came down. Nobody got arrested because, well, they were just doing search at that time. But it's not like,
when you say nobody got arrested, you mean no one got arrested.
On the first FBI raid 5 years ago.
Yeah, not the co-host that has called nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, correct. That's right. So there were no arrests 5 years ago, and they did raid, and nobody resisted, and...
Well, of course not.
You know, it's like...
When the FBI shows up at your door and says, hey, we have a warrant, we're here to search the place, resisting leads to death. It's not worth it.
This is why they didn't need to, destroy the house, destroy the building in order to conduct the raid.
What I find fascinating is, and I don't know how they handled the other raids, right? I don't know how they handled the raid on Chris and Colleen's
on any of the other people who were raided, as far as I understand.
What do you mean they didn't do that?
They did not windows. They did not, tear the house apart.
They broke my door.
Okay, let me rephrase this. They didn't, like, knock walls down or bash in windows. But you're, you make a good point. There was a broken door, I guess. So there was, that was a no-knock grid.
Oh, yes, there was a, they did not knock. I can assure you they did not. Well, I mean, maybe they did.
Did you see this building when the windows were out?
I saw pictures.
You saw the pictures?
No, I was in jail while the windows were out.
Right, so this place was way worse damage to the physical structure than
was. The level of force used here was what I would describe as a war zone. That is what you would expect someone to do if they were in an actual war zone.
They had actual military equipment that was used to basically take the windows out and fly in military drones into the building. It was crazy.
Am I still on?
Yes.
You are.
Well, I was just going to say, the thing that it is in the video, which major kudos and props to who took that video.
That would be you, Chris. That would be the
One of the officers in there, Officer Jason Short, he was the one saying, "We're going to arrest you." That guy knows Ian for years and years. All the police in Keene know, they have acquaintance with him for myriad of reasons. One, that he don't take the plea flyers for years and years. And they're all fully and completely aware that Ian is totally nonviolent. He always says it. Everyone knows it. The whole town knows it. So,
That's true of all of the involved parties. So I don't believe for a second that Keene PD, when they showed up at my house, didn't know who Arya DeMesso was.
The FBI literally was quoted in the paper as saying there is no danger to anybody or the community or anything. Like the fact that they then go into a courtroom and the prosecutor says he's a danger to the community, and then that's one of the reasons that they're holding him, is just, like, mind-blowing. Like, the FBI, while they're raiding, is saying that there's no danger to the community from Ian. So how can you then go and hold him for that reason, that he's somehow a danger to the community?
You can tell that they were excited to use excessive force. Like, they didn't have to break down the door at Arya's house because she would have answered. I know it, Renee and Annie's
I would have answered that they showed up at a not god-awful time. But, I mean, it was 6 o'clock in the morning and I was asleep. I would not have heard them knocking. But I assure you, they did not knock.
Yeah.
Oh, I just mean if you heard them, but at Renee and Andy's house, they knocked.
They did?
Yeah, she opened the door and they touched her. They grabbed her and pulled her out. So I thought they're just having fun. You don't have to touch a 100-pound girl to get her to come outside when you're pointing a gun at her. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, what is she going to do to you?
I'm shocked that they touched her.
I am too.
In the process. That's pretty crazy.
She was grabbed out the door awakening.
That's kind of a dangerous situation if you're touching somebody while you're also pointing a gun at them.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt it was pointing a gun at someone, whether you're touching them or not, creates a dangerous situation.
Right, right. Usually what they'll do, I believe, is they will point the gun at you, be a little bit of a distance from you so that they can potentially shoot you, and then they tell you to get out of the house. And this is, I believe, I don't know if they did this to you, but this is what I believe, Bonnie, this is what they did to you. They made you come out of the house and then, lie on the ground, correct?
They didn't make me lie on the ground. They made me put my arms up and walk backwards towards their voice.
Okay, fair enough. But you basically were out of the house before they put cuffs on you, basically. Right?
Oh, yeah, all the way into
and
the yard.
And they do that for safety reasons, you know, because it's a danger doing what they did in Renee's case and Andrew's case.
I was handcuffed before I left the house as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you got to remember, I came down the stairs wearing a blanket and a pair of underwear screaming, "Guys, what the F is going on?" because I thought it was the contractors. They're making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And then it was the FBI there telling me to stop moving or they would open fire.
Okay.
So I stopped moving, obviously, still trying to process what in the world is going on. And they wanted me to put my hands in the air. And I'm not a modest person, but for whatever reason, there I was at 6 o'clock in the morning. I flat refused to let that blanket fall. And they ended up getting a female officer to come up behind me and cuff me in a way that the blanket didn't fall. So, I mean, kudos to them for that. I don't know why I cared, except that it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't fully understand what was going on because I was still half asleep.
I thought it was going to be like a misunderstanding the whole time. Like, seriously, the last time I saw Ian, I was like, I love you, Ian, and I wasn't thinking that was going to be the last time I saw him for, what, like, almost a month now?
The misunderstanding was about 3 seconds for me.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be a misunderstanding. Yeah. 603-283-6160, it's Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in. You can talk about anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Chris, and Bonnie. And it's been a mess here in New Hampshire lately, here in the studio in particular, but we are finally behind the dump button again, which means that if you call and you say something you're not supposed to say on radio, we can just make it like it never happened again. We thought all of this was working previously, but, you know, it's a work in progress. When you know how these things, when you know what all of these things behind me do, it's helpful, but if something goes wrong, you don't. You have to know more than just what they do. You have to know how oh, yeah. they do it. So that's a bit of a learning curve there. I spent most of last night reading about how this dump box actually does what it does so that I could come here today and address the problem. And success, I addressed the problem. I also talked to Mark and other people about the problem for a solid hour last night, just stepping myself through various things until I realized what the issue had to be. So it was productive, but, you know, the show is back up. We are taking calls, 603-283-6160. Right now, though, we're discussing one of the reasons that I'm having to do all of this stuff, and it's because Ian Freeman remains in detention. We're reading the appeal, thank you. The appeal as presented by Ian's attorney. The court found in a different case that there were, quote, conditions or combinations of conditions that would reasonably assure the appearance of the defendant at trial. And you got to remember, that's the point of detaining someone. If you don't think they'll actually appear for trial, that's the whole reason the cash bail system and the whole bail system was put out in the first place, to make sure that people showed up for their trials. I don't see there... From what I've always known about Ian, Ian knew this was coming, and he has always been ready to fight it.
Well, yeah, you don't have a lawyer on retainer in advance if you don't think you're going to get arrested.
Well, yeah. I've got it.
And just because you think you're going to get arrested doesn't mean you think you're guilty, and it doesn't necessarily mean you've broken any laws. So.
Sure. So, I mean, the idea that Ian wouldn't appear at his trial, to me, as someone who has known Ian for several years, is just...
Oh, no.
I don't know how the court came to that conclusion.
Yeah, and it's like you would think that once you look at the history, like he's never, I'm pretty sure he's never actually like not shown up for a court date or a hearing or anything.
He loves showing up for court dates.
Right. Like anybody.
That's like his hobby.
Anybody, like all, like usually they will look at your history, like as far as have you ever missed a court date, in order to determine whether or not you're likely to, you know, not show up for a court date or whatever in order to deny you bail or not. And the thing is, everything was gonna look good, or should have looked good from that perspective of the courts, but they still, even after all that was presented, they still decided to not release him on bail.
The court went on to state that, quote, in economic fraud cases, it is particularly important that the government proffer more than the fact of a serious economic crime that generated great sums of ill-gotten gains. Merely having access to funds is not enough. Evidence of strong foreign family or business ties is necessary to detain a defendant, even in the face of a high monetary bond. Now, that is part of the appeal from Ian's attorney, arguing that, you know, the court said that basically he has a lot of money, he's being charged with a serious financial crime, but the courts have already ruled that having access to those funds is not enough to detain someone. The court noted, it talks about this other guy for quite a while, and, I mean, all of that's relevant to Ian.
It's precedent, presumably, right?
It's precedent, but it's not going to be something that listeners want to listen
to.
No,
of course not.
So Mr. Freeman has lived in New Hampshire since 2006, most of his adult life. Still, the court found that Mr. Freeman, quote, lacks meaningful ties to the state. However, Mr. Freeman's involvement in the community at both the personal and public level provides evidence of ties as meaningful, if not more so, than those found in the case that he keeps referencing. Mr. Freeman is a founding member of the Shire Free Church in Keene, New Hampshire. Mr. Freeman has purchased properties in New Hampshire and donated those to the church. In many ways, his name is synonymous with the church. More importantly, he has pursued elected office in New Hampshire every 2 years since 2012. He ran for governor twice, entering the primary elections in 2014 and 2016. In other years, he ran for a seat as a representative in the state legislature. This consistent participation with the political process provides clear evidence of his ties to New Hampshire. Such ties are not meaningless, at least not to Mr. Freeman and other members of his church and community. Solid reasoning.
Yeah.
Furthermore, although Mr. Freeman has other convictions on his record, he has never been convicted of a felony. Unlike the defendant in a different case that the attorney referenced, there is no evidence that Mr. Freeman ever used or attempted to use any fake names, aliases, or other means of concealing his identity or any of the activities in question.
He legally changed his name. Legally, he went to a court and he saw a judge and he had his name changed, okay? Like, this idea that he is, like, trying to hide, that they're trying to, you know, project, is just, that's the fabricated part.
I haven't heard them alleging that he tried to change his name or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, what he's referring to, Chris, is just in the case that he's talking about that is precedent, that guy had used aliases.
Oh, I understand.
But, yeah, they're not accusing Ian of that.
They did accuse Ian of, like, hiding stuff, like at least some of the financial stuff in at least one of the hearings, I believe. So.
Well, according to the indictment, they're alleging that he started a church in order to hide his activities from banks. Is that what you're referring to?
I guess.
Given the facts in this case and others addressing detention in similar situations, it stands to reason that Mr. Freeman is not a flight risk. I skipped a part that's important. Mr. Freeman has been aware of the years-long investigation into his business. Still, he continued operating his business as he did not think he was in violation of any laws. He did not attempt to conceal anything from probation authorities. He did not attempt to flee the jurisdiction. Instead, he traveled abroad and returned home multiple times during the investigation. Most importantly, Mr. Freeman has never indicated by word or deed that he intends to flee the jurisdiction.
Definitely not.
While he has access to what some might consider large amounts of money, access to funds alone does not warrant detention. He has traveled to Mexico and Japan in the last few years, though he has not lived in either place for an extended period. His trip to Japan was for business, and during his trips to Mexico, he attended political conferences with other Libertarian Party members. There is no evidence that he has any contacts or connections in either country that would facilitate him fleeing to either. In addition to assessing risk of flight, courts must also consider the potential danger a defendant poses to any person or the community when considering detention. If the, quote, judicial officer finds that no condition or combination of conditions will reasonably assure the appearance of the person as required and the safety of any other person and the community, then such judicial officers shall order the detention of the person before trial. So this is saying if the person is a threat to their community and there are no conditions to prevent this person from being a threat to their community, then it's okay to retain them.
Yeah, it's interesting because I guess the prosecutor argued effectively that it doesn't require a violent threat within the context of, I guess, the charges that he is being charged.
The attorney gets into that in a bit. It's kind of boring and dry, though, and it just references a lot of U.S. state codes and stuff like that. So we're going to skip ahead a little bit more. More on this. No date has been set for the appeal, but I would encourage as many people as possible when that link is available to watch the appeal.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Republicans are wrapping up a two-day trip to the Texas border. As far as some of the things they observed, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan.
Yesterday we saw at the Donna facility one pod which is supposed to, under current COVID protocols, house at a maximum 33 children, and yet There were 527 kids in that pod alone. So when they say this is chaos and unlike anything we have ever seen, that is true.
Jordan also saying 40% of Border Patrol manpower is used for processing, and that means the border is going unprotected. President Biden is planning to unveil a series of executive actions on gun control on Thursday following a recent uptick in shootings. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. President Biden says his new sweeping infrastructure plan will create many good new jobs. Biden promoting the American Jobs Plan, calling it a blueprint for the future. Biden also saying he's open to compromise with Republicans, but says doing nothing is not an option. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Florida's Emergency Management Director spent nearly 30 minutes on Wednesday blasting CBS and 60 Minutes for its segment questioning the state's vaccine rollout.
That Publix was rewarded with exclusive rights in Palm Beach County is something that even the dimmest bulb in the New York corporate media constellation would have been able to realize that was false.
The governor saying back in December, dozens of locations in Palm Beach were administering the vaccine with Walgreens and CVS to senior centers to inoculate residents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
I want to tell you about the Crypto6.com. It is the fundraising website for the Crypto6, the official fundraising website. You can go there. You can help contribute to our legal defense fund because this case that we've been talking about all night, it's big. It's only going to get bigger. And the precedents it's going to set in regard to cryptocurrency are going to affect cryptocurrency for years to come.
They're
going to
affect everybody. I mean, I don't think people have a full understanding of what this is going to mean. I mean, cryptocurrency, you know, isn't like a lot of people have cryptocurrency, but it's going to grow and increase in usage. And so that means it's going to affect a way more people than most people probably realize right now.
It's getting mainstream on like a new level, like of quickness recently. Like Paris Hilton changed her Twitter profile picture to her with laser eyes.
Oh, you mean cryptocurrency and not okay.
Oh, yeah, cryptocurrency, sorry.
Yeah, cryptocurrency is getting bigger, sure. And the case against the Crypto6 is going to affect anyone who has anything to do with cryptocurrency for a very, very long time, for at least as long as the United States government continues to exist, or for at least as long as cryptocurrency continues to exist. As long as the two things exist, what happens in this case is going to affect you.
They're effectively making everybody a criminal. I mean, everybody already is a criminal simply because of just
the three felonies a day.
Right, exactly. I mean, but it's going to be, they're just adding yet more ways to basically target everybody, you know? And that's why you need to fight it. And unfortunately, I mean, we need to do more than just fight this. This is like one case. We need to entirely change the system. But,
Well, that was the whole point of, you know, what the
Fourth
Satanic Church was doing.
Oh, okay.
Changing the system.
Yeah, trying to, right, yep.
Right. So head on over to thecrypto6.com if any of this sounds like something that, you know, you would like to be a part of, because lawyers are expensive, and this is going to take a team of very, very good lawyers.
For each individual person who is being persecuted.
Yes, I don't know what the law is about attorneys representing multiple clients, but I imagine they're not allowed to because it could present a conflict of interest.
Pretty much. You pretty much have to, because if you were to, especially given the charges and the fact that there is conspiracy charges, you can't really, no lawyer will advise you to be represented by...
That's what I figured. By someone who's representing one of the others.
Right, exactly.
So it everyone just, has to lawyer up. And I don't know about them, but my lawyer quoted $70,000 to $250,000.
Yeah, that was like to start.
Yeah, that is not a small amount of money. TheCrypto6.com, I still haven't heard back from him, but I didn't find out about all of some developments until like right before I went on the show, and I was delayed in finding out about that because I was working on the dump button here. So it's an interesting, I need a day off, and yesterday was my day off, and I was here working on the studio for like 6 hours.
I am so sorry.
And the same was true for Monday.
I'm so sorry. This has all fallen on your shoulders.
It's okay. I mean, I enjoy it. I just really wish I could get away from the other job in order to do more of this right now.
You know, the thing is,
I mean, in the long run, I won't need to be here 6 hours a day.
This wouldn't be so bad, probably, if it wasn't for the combination of factors with people coming down with COVID, as well as, you know, the whole...
Yeah, the timing is not good.
What are the actual odds that during all of this is when the first time any host of Free Talk Live gets COVID?
You know,
I don't want to take, I don't want to put on a tinfoil hat, but I will say it's
I was trying to go there.
It's very interesting that this happened, that we seem to have gotten COVID when we did, despite a year of regularly going out, hanging out with people, not wearing masks, not social distancing. None of us ever got COVID.
Yeah, when I first met Ian, I'm pretty sure that's when I had COVID and he didn't get it from me.
And then Free Talk Live essentially goes down. It gets taken up by myself, Captain Kickass, and Mark, and then all of us suddenly have COVID.
There is a theory about how we may have all gotten COVID, and this is keep in mind, this is speculative here, right? However, the day of the raid, for anybody who's watched the video of myself and Bob, there is a one of the I believe it was Jason Short, may have actually been the one that infected possibly Bob or possibly both of us. And we may have accidentally passed it on to Mark.
So you're under the impression that you had COVID?
Did he cough at you?
Or that Bob had COVID?
Yeah, so Bob was coughed on.
Oh.
And Bob,
this theory is silly. Michael Hampton
it's speculative.
Michael Hampton literally tested positive and then was in the studio with Mark and Captain.
So my understanding is the timing was right for it all, as far as people getting COVID and the infection points and the times of infections.
But he wasn't at my house and couldn't have gotten Michael sick. I think the likeliest explanation is that Michael is a cancer patient who's constantly going in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices and stuff like that. So, I mean, he was far more likely, plus being a cancer patient, chemo, weakened immune system, far more likely to catch it.
It's possible, but we've also had interactions with Michael, so...
Sure, that's exactly my point. I mean, Michael was here in the studio doing some things for us, like just a few days before he tested positive. So, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind whatsoever that, you know, however Michael Hampton got it, it spread from him to Mark and Captain and then from Mark to me, because quite to my surprise, when I came out here a few days ago, Mark was here. And then he was here again yesterday or the day before. I don't recall exactly why. But I mean, so we spent a fair bit of time here in the studio together.
And I picked up Mark from the airport and drove him like over an hour in my car. And, you know,
before he got sick.
I didn't get COVID from him, so I don't believe that it was him coming from the airplane that got everyone sick. I really don't think so.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
He's sick right now. He wasn't sick when he came back.
He is a potential candidate for also how we got sick, but...
How?
That's what people have been saying. I was just
yeah,
bringing
no, no,
that up.
No, I'm just saying
so.
It's speculative, but I mean, that is one of the other theories.
I think it's pretty obvious, but...
Yeah, I think it's all pretty straightforward. Michael tested positive, so we know for a fact he had it. And then shortly after he tested positive, Mark and Captain became sick. Like, within 48 hours of him announcing that he tested positive.
Yeah.
I don't know why people are looking for any other explanation. Occam's razor.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay. I also just have, like, this tinfoil hat that the FBI put it here.
Let's go to the phones. We got Jet calling. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, well, personally, I'd go straight to the FBI as planting something, but that's just me.
If they thought they were going to take me down, they got another thing coming. If they thought they could take me down by getting me sick, because I'm sick, and I'm still here. And the last time I was sick, I did Free Talk Live every single time I was supposed to.
Anyway, all those words we got up on the wall there? I don't remember how many years ago I talked those guys into putting them up there, the replacement words. For the word.
Oh, that was you who did that. Thing. I thought it was Gene the Christian Anarchist for some reason.
No, I did that. I created a whole matrix or a little spreadsheet on how to
don't
fix
say government,
these
say government people or goons, tyrants, despots, parasites, thugs,
well,
mafia, gang.
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to step you guys out of this, out of the, you know, using that word, because every time you use it, it's like you're saying two things at the same time. You're saying there's something legitimate that's not right. And so I would encourage you, Hal, and I don't know, maybe you can help me figure out how I can persuade you to just eliminate this word from your vocabulary. If you want to use something, maybe take a baby step and go to the federal or state, say federal goons, federal mafia.
I don't think
federal agents.
Yeah, I think you've actually had an impact on our language here. I just don't, it's not 100%, mind you, but I frequently use the word thug, you know, and mafia to describe.
Why did I hear you guys?
I think the word government is so, has such a bad connotation to me that when I say government, I'm like, the freaking government. Like, you guys know.
Thank
you
so much for the call. I tend to say the state. I mean, I know on occasion I slip up and say the government, but I tend to say the state more than anything, because the state is the religious apparatus that justifies itself.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live 603-283-6160. That's the call in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Bonnie,
and Chris.
And we're talking about various things here on Free Talk Live. We were just talking with Jet about what to call these people who believe they have authority over us because they have proclaimed themselves to have authority over us, and because they have woven this mythology around themselves that we have somehow magically consented to this. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter. Here in the age of the hashtag Me Too movement, it doesn't seem to matter that I've said I did not consent. But it does matter. Alarmingly, one of the most alarming things I've ever read on the subject of consent actually came from Barack Obama in response to the secession petitions that circulated shortly after his, I think, second.
I remember that.
I think it was his second victory for the presidency, where he said something to the effect of, "It's pretty clear from from something Abraham Lincoln did, something like that, that the founders of this country intended the Union to be perpetual." And
nothing doesn't end. Everything ends.
It doesn't matter to me what the founding fathers, what the founding people of this country wanted. It doesn't matter. They are dead.
Can you imagine thinking you had to live your life according to some certain thing just because your like great 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 grandparents wanted you to, and just being like, I have to.
The implications here are so much more horrific than that. What Barack Obama said is that we are ruled by the dead. That the dead have more say in how we govern ourselves than we do. And this is in the United States of America, the country that was supposedly founded on this idea that, you know, we have this right to govern ourselves. But no, the dead govern us. People whose concerns are 100% removed from this world have more authority to govern us than we do ourselves, according to Barack Obama. And many people would agree with his position. Oh, well, the founders intended it to be perpetual. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, and, you know, it maybe wouldn't be such a bad thing if we actually had 50 different states. and they were all basically independent, more or less, like, you know, the founders intended.
Yeah, like it was supposed to be.
Right, right. But that's not how things have gone, you know, at the federal level. Therefore, you know, null and void, right? Like, whatever
The United
supposed agreement there exists should be null and void at this point.
You got to remember, they are, in fact, called states for a reason. Not provinces, not jurisdictions, not counties, not regions, not any of these other synonyms. They are states. They are states, and they are meant to be states in exactly the same way that the state of Germany is a state, that the United Kingdom is a state. But no, all of that's been sort of brushed aside by this Leviathan centralized bureaucracy that is the American federal government. And the people in the European Union sitting there, this is going to happen to you too. There will be a time when people don't realize that Germany was supposed to be its own independent nation.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting, you know, with the whole UK thing. You know, I'm not getting out. This is the time to do it, because you might not be able to get out later, right?
Have they, in fact, left the European Union?
That just never ends. I have no idea.
Yes.
I know it dragged on for so long that I lost interest in it. I was under the belief that it had dragged on for... They were dragging it out on purpose, hoping that eventually people would just get so tired of it, they would just be like, fine, just stop.
They definitely have changed, like as far as importing goods into the UK... The way that works now, there's, like, border crossings, and, like, you didn't have to use a border crossing before. So, yeah, definitely, they're definitely, it's weird, it's super complicated. Everything in Europe and the bureaucracy there is just insane. Trying to even understand it is, like, super difficult.
Well, the American tax code is something like 600,000 pages, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have our own confusing messes of bureaucracy.
Look,
here.
I've tried to understand so much when it comes to Europe and the laws and just like things that you think would be super simple. And
nothing is super simple when it comes to the state.
No, I know that, but like Europe is like even
Oh, Europe's crazy for sure.
Even crazier than the United States up until recently. Now, I will give you that the United States has gotten even more crazy, I think, than Europe in some respects. So, that may not be
in
true today.
In what respects would those be? I'm just curious.
Okay, so, I'll give you an example. If you start talking about sales taxes, we have a Supreme Court ruling that basically says, you have independent states, and they all have their own rules, but now, right, and you're under the jurisdiction of a state, like, that you operate in, right? But now, other states actually have jurisdiction over you, too, even though you're not in those states.
Oh, yeah, because you are trading with the other states, so it affects them type of thing.
Yeah, so somehow those other states now have jurisdiction over you, even though you don't operate in those states, like a business perspective, right?
Yeah, so, like if you sell something to someone in California, you have to charge a sales tax on that and get that money
somehow,
from the state of California. Right,
somehow
right?
My business would then be obligated to collect some sales tax that's not clearly defined because the law didn't exist yesterday, and now there's a Supreme Court ruling, but the Supreme Court doesn't implement law, so therefore, you know, they have to pass a law, but that law may not be legal because, well... There needs to now be more Supreme Court rulings in order to determine what the law is and is not, or what is and is not allowed, because they totally undermine the whole foundation of how our system of taxation worked. Yeah. It's super complicated.
Confusing mess. I don't envy you for having to deal with it.
And then there's other legal concepts, like you... In-state and out-of-state, you can't treat in-state and out-of-state businesses differently. But they're treating under the law, under the new tax laws that they've passed in different states, they're treating in-state and out-of-state businesses differently, which is also unconstitutional. So, like, think about it this way. If you have a light driver's license, your driver's license is invalid in all 50 states, right?
Right.
That's because the law says it has to be accepted by other states. Okay? Because individual, they can't treat people who are in New York can't treat people in New Jersey differently when they're coming through New York, right?
Well, they do, though.
Well, theoretically, that's not constitutional, basically.
Cops love harassing people,
I know,
who are traveling.
I know they do.
They're less likely to fight the ticket.
I know they do, but I'm just saying, theoretically, there is a concept in law, like a Supreme Court ruling type of situation,
and
interpretation of the Constitution.
I understand that.
And they can't treat people differently based on where you like come from or live or whatever. So, or where you're doing business from.
The authorities do not get into the habit of obeying the law. They disregard it at their leisure.
They do. They do.
I feel like most cops don't even know the law, like the most simple laws.
They don't. They really don't.
It's crazy that, like, 5 years ago, cops in New Hampshire would tell you, like, you can't film me. It's illegal for you to film me. And that's just never been true. I saw a video of a kid that lives here, and he was, like, an 11-year-old pointing
Michael.
pointing the
It's all over YouTube. I'm not like, outing him or anything. You know, this is all public.
Yeah. Well, like, the cop said to him, like, you can't be doing that. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so funny, because nowadays, like, literally I just walked right up to cops and got close-ups of their faces at the last time I...
They know better, and they know better because of us, of all of the activism going on in New Hampshire.
Me and TJ had, like, almost the same conversation recently, and he said, you only have the rights that you're willing to stand up for.
Yep.
That's how it works out. And the Crypto Six took a stand recently, and the powers that be did not approve. They raided us. They arrested us, and they continue to detain two of the Crypto Six. That's Ian Freeman and Rich Paul, currently known as Nobody. Ian's attorney has filed an appeal of the order to detain him until trial, arguing that there is no evidence. In the present case, Mr. Freeman was never ordered to refrain from any actions prior to being indicted. The government claimed that Mr. Freeman was aware that authorities were investigating him, yet continued to engage in business. Even so, there was no evidence he was ordered to cease such activities by any court or other regulatory body. There is no evidence to suggest that Mr. Freeman would engage in such acts once ordered not to do so. As such, the attorney left out a word there, and I had to figure out how to phrase it. As such, any potential danger posed by Mr. Freeman would be sufficiently mitigated by prohibiting from engaging in certain transactions. It goes on a bit more. Given the facts surrounding this case and Mr. Freeman, it follows that there are conditions of release that will assure his appearance at trial, as well as the safety of the community. We're going to get into those possible conditions when we get back here on Free Talk Live. What's going to happen with this appeal? When is the appeal going to be set?
Many, many months from now.
Don't say that. I'm afraid you're correct.
I know I'm correct.
Stop being a downer, dude. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.